This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
The Fed hikes rates. Good morning. I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Thursday, May 5th. Glad you could be with us. And here's what we have for you this hour.
To ease inflation, the central bank approved a half-point interest rate increase. The Fed also said it won't be as aggressive as feared, which sent the stock market soaring.
Democrats think they've been given a political lifeline by the Supreme Court opinion draft leak, but is this something voters will consider for the midterms?
Ukrainian forces are retaking villages near the second largest city of Kharkiv, which could hurt Russia's attempt to control the Donbas region.
And the insurance complexities that would be created if the Supreme Court were to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Abortion is not covered broadly across insurance plans in the U.S. You know, there are limitations on federal funding of abortions, which has an impact on the Medicaid program. It's a pretty messy landscape that this is going to have an impact on if it does have an impact.
Josh Nathan Kazis at Barron's on the potential insurance headache for employers if Roe is reversed. Scrambling to address a historic spike in inflation, the Federal Reserve has approved a rare half percentage point increase in its key short-term interest rate. The central bank also announced it plans to shrink its $9 trillion asset portfolio. The moves will raise the central bank's benchmark federal funds rate to a target range between 0.75 and 1%. Also newsworthy, stocks rose sharply after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said officials are not considering an even larger increase of 0.75 percentage point at the Fed's meeting in June.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
Mr. Powell said officials broadly agreed that additional half-point increases could be warranted in June and July. Yesterday's steps marked the most aggressive Fed tightening of monetary policy at one meeting in decades. The domino effect will push up rates for credit cards and home equity lines of credit, among other loans. What is next politically on abortion after a leaked draft opinion suggested that the Supreme Court was poised to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision? Democrats and Republicans are disagreeing on how important the issue of abortion is to the midterm results. Some Republicans have called it a distraction from what they see as Democrats' weak record, especially on inflation, while Democrats have called it pivotal. Here's President Biden.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
It's part of the court's function to revisit prior decisions and to examine whether they're worthy of continuing to be a precedent or not.
Senate Democratic leaders are planning to put on the floor next week a bill to codify the existing abortion right laid out by Roe and related court decisions. It has no chance of passing because of Republican opposition in a 50-50 Senate. Well, Democrats spy a silver lining in the loss of federally guaranteed abortion rights, predicting that a Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade could galvanize voter support for their party and prevent a looming midterm elections disaster. But is the issue enough to overcome the Biden administration's problems? Here's David Drucker, senior political correspondent at the Washington Examiner. David, what are you hearing?
The most interesting thing to me about the immediate reaction to this leaked draft of a possible Supreme Court decision was that Republican operatives and Democratic operatives both conceded to me they weren't really sure what was going to happen next and how to gauge the politics. And, you know, most of them have spent the last 30 years or so polling on this and studying this and conducting focus groups in order to have a better understanding of how voters feel about abortion rights and abortion bans and how they might feel if abortion rights were expanded or reduced, if not outright eliminated. And now that it was all of a sudden more of a reality in the way they were thinking about it rather than a hypothetical, they conceded to me that they really weren't sure what the political ramifications were. And so, you know, what Democrats were telling me they wanted to figure out was, will this cause white moderate women, particularly those who live in the suburbs and do have conservative sensibilities on some issues, will the overturning of Roe v. Wade push a significant portion of them into the Democratic Party's camp because of the party's commitment to abortion rights? Particularly, will it motivate young white women who are not even old enough to contemplate a United States without federally guaranteed abortion rights to increase in their voter intensity and feel better about Joe Biden as president, because numbers have shown that they've been slipping away from the Democratic camp and from the former president. So it was really fascinating to watch everybody try and process all of this. And what many of them said to me is, look, we're going to have to poll this over the next several weeks as more of a reality versus a hypothetical and really see what we come up with. In the immediate, Democrats believed it could be a political lifeline for them because things are not going well. The president isn't very well thought of. Inflation is the most important concern, and they feel like an issue like abortion rights immediately evaporating on a national sense could re-engage Democratic voters, re-engage the liberal base, move independents who have soured on Democrats and the president back into the Democratic camp. So they're hopeful, and many of them believe that this is a likely scenario, and at least it would help them stem their losses in November. Most of the Republicans I talk to are not that concerned about their party suffering in midterm elections because of this, although they conceded that whether this helps or hurts them in 2024 in the next presidential contest is a much more open question.
Yeah. We're speaking with David Drucker, senior political correspondent at the Washington Examiner. His piece is called Democrats Claim Political Lifeline in Wake of Supreme Court Abortion Leak. So I guess it depends on how this is portrayed, too, right? I mean, the junior analyst in me says the Democrats' message, say, heading into the midterms will be like along the lines of conservatives want to take your rights away, including abortion. And the Republican message will be like, President Biden has sunk the economy, right? I mean, is that kind of what we might hear at this point?
I think we're going to hear a lot of that. And, you know, we'll see how well it works. Some Republicans are concerned that this could upend their midterm messaging. Things were going very well for them. And even to the extent that, you know, many Republicans who work in politics have wanted to see the end of Roe v. Wade, some of them are not so happy for the midterm message to get scrambled and for an event to put the onus on them rather keeping the spotlight, you know, where they like it, which is on Biden and the Democrats. But most Republicans believe that ultimately if it's a message about stopping inflation, reviving an economy that many voters believe is not doing as well as some of the economic indicators would suggest it's doing, but that's a much better place to be than where the Democrats are, which is trying to convince voters to care about an issue they may care about, but at least as far as we know now, not as much as they care about other things.
It's David Drucker, senior political correspondent at the Washington Examiner.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Thursday. Another member of the Trump family has met with the Congressional Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol 15 months ago. Multiple reports say Donald Trump Jr. spoke with lawmakers yesterday because of his proximity to his father on the day of the riot. We get more now from this morning's Mike Gavin.
The younger Mr. Trump was seen backstage at the rally that took place shortly before supporters of the then president marched to the Capitol and breached the building. The House committee has also released text messages from January 6th of last year in which the former president's son pleaded with the White House to get his father to forcefully condemn the riot. One of the messages to the White House chief of staff read, "We need an Oval Address. It's gone too far and gotten out of hand." Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. The younger Mr. Trump is one of nearly 1,000 witnesses the committee has interviewed as it works to compile a record of the Capitol attack. He is the second of the former president's children known to have spoken to the committee. His sister Ivanka testified for 8 hours in April. It's 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell alleviated some concerns about a looming recession after he rejected the possibility of an even larger interest rate hike than the half-point increase the central bank announced yesterday. Powell helped to calm investors who worried the Fed's aggressive tightening of monetary policy in order to tame inflation could tip the economy into a recession.
We are on a path to move our policy rate expeditiously to more normal levels, assuming that economic and financial conditions evolve in line with expectations.
Stocks soared after Powell indicated policymakers aren't considering a 0.75-point increase. The Dow Industrials up 932, marking the biggest gain since November of 2020.
Number two.
The Supreme Court's apparent intention to abolish a nationwide right to abortion is expanding the battlefield of the nation's most highly charged culture war. Democrats in blue states are bracing for a wave of legal attacks and other maneuvers seeking to undermine access. And some are taking steps to enshrine the right to abortion in their constitutions. Republican states are expected to ban or restrict abortion and may try to go beyond their borders to sue abortion providers.
Number three.
Russia's progress in eastern and southern Ukraine is being closely monitored as its forces appear to have escalated assaults on those regions. Having refocused its attacks away from northern Ukraine and the capital Kyiv, Russian forces are now looking to take full control of the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine in order to create a land bridge from Russia to Crimea, territory it annexed in 2014. Firefighters are slowing the advance of the largest wildfire in the U.S. as heavy winds relent. While President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of northern New Mexico devastated by the blaze, the fire has fanned out across 250 square miles of forest and grasslands at the southern tip of the Rocky Mountains. Today is Cinco de Mayo, a day that recognizes the Mexican Army's 1862 victory over France. But for most, it's just an excuse to load up on tacos, burritos, and margaritas. You can find deals and freebies today at chains including Taco Bell, Chipotle, Chili's, Moe's, Del Taco, KFC, and Domino's.
Well, thank you, Jen. I certainly will have a margarita this afternoon to celebrate Cinco
de Mayo. Pass out right after.
Exactly. Coming up next, the Fed's rate hike and your finances. Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Thanks being with us. The Federal Reserve, as expected, has hiked interest rates by 0.5 percentage point. That will have a direct impact on most of our finances. Here with a strategy is Paul Oster, CEO of Better Qualified in New Jersey. Paul, what are we looking at?
Yeah, you know, it's a trickle-down effect, and that Federal Reserve rate is going to affect the prime rate, which then affects everything from credit cards to mortgages, to buying a car. So we're the ones that get stuck with the bill for sure.
Okay, so in order to manage this properly as consumers, we should be thinking about what?
You got to pay down your debt. You know, we've talked about this many, many times, but now is the time. Again, I'm not saying go into panic mode, but maybe you go into panic mode because it's just going to be more and more expensive for you to carry any type of debt. Now, some things are kind of necessary, a mortgage, a car payment. But look, if you haven't made the car purchase yet, maybe you consider not spending as much money as you originally thought. If you haven't gotten a mortgage yet, maybe you hold off on buying the home. I mean, you know, the average monthly payment on a 30-year fixed mortgage is up about $200 or $300 just since the beginning of the pandemic. So again, all of this is just going to cost us much more money. You know, credit cards, the interest rates, most of them are variable interest rates. So those interest rates just continue to tick up. Now, you're only looking at, you know, maybe a $10 or $20 a month increase if you're just making the minimum payments. But it's just going to take you that much longer, and it's going to cost you that much more in interest, you know, to pay it off. If you have $5,000 in a credit card balance right now and you only made the minimum payment, it would take you 22 years to pay off that $5,000 debt. So figure out a way to get out of debt as quickly as possible.
We're speaking with Paul Auster. He's the founder and CEO of Better Qualified, which is a credit repair firm in New Jersey. And we're talking about managing these higher interest rates coming from the Fed. It's slightly off the beaten path, but what about just the psychology of, say, being able to pay off one particular piece of debt, even if it's got a lower interest rate?
So there's two different philosophies. One's the snowball effect, and the other one is what you're talking about. There is a certain psychological effect that says, hey, I did it. I achieved something. And so it's not a bad thing to pay off. If you can handle paying off the balance in, let's say, less than 3 months, go ahead and do that. Give yourself a shot in the arm for sure. But Gordon, you mentioned credit. You know, now is the time to fix your credit. Now is the time to make sure you're in what I call the 700 club, because your credit score is either going to cost or save you more and more money during this environment right now. So if your credit score is below a 700, you have to figure out how to increase your credit score. And a lot of times the lower credit score is due to higher credit card balances. So, you know, fix your credit, get out of credit card debt as soon as possible, because it's going to cost you more and more. Again, take a look at, you know, if you haven't purchased a car, look, fix your credit. If you get a 1% lower interest rate on an auto loan, that's about $50 a month. You know, forget about mortgages. You're talking about a couple $100 for every interest point. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you have to look at refinancing now. Don't wait and hope that things are going to get better right now.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Auster, CEO of Better Qualified in New Jersey. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Want to eat healthier, but every supplement you've ever tried seems like the better it is for you, the worse it tastes? Then you have to try AG1 from Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy and better gut health. What I didn't expect, the taste is better than any supplement I've ever had. I drink it, like it says, before anything else when I wake up. I guzzle those 8 to 10 ounces before my coffee and start my day knowing I've already gotten the recommended daily intake of all the good fruits and veggies. There's definitely a mental boost knowing you've started the day off on the right foot. I tackle the day now with more confidence and energy. AG1, by the way, is not only lifestyle friendly, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Try AG1. I love this product. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gordon. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gordon to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/Gordon.
Edgy, smart, bringing you what you need to know. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Thursday, May 5. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. The Fed lifts interest rates, but stocks soared when the central bank said it didn't need to be as aggressive going forward. The major indexes were all higher by at least 2.5%. Firefighters in New Mexico are slowing the spread of a giant wildfire. Russia trying to stop the flow of weapons from the West by bombing railroad stations. California police arrested a man who attacked comedian Dave Chappelle on stage. The performer was not hurt. And perhaps the most wholesome sports video. That story in about 20 minutes.
time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. The end of a constitutionally protected right to abortion in the U.S. could push more large employers to pay for travel for out-of-state abortions, creating a thicket of insurance workarounds and uneven access. An explainer from Josh Nathan Kazis, healthcare reporter at Barron's. Josh, take us through it.
Well, you know, the important thing to start with here is that abortion is not covered broadly across, you know, insurance plans in the U.S. You know, there are limitations on federal funding of abortions, which has an impact on the Medicaid program. And there are states which, you know, do have limitations on what insurers that are located in their state, or rather insurance plans that are that they oversee in their state can cover in terms of abortion. So it's a pretty messy landscape that this is going to have an impact on, if it does have an impact. One important distinction to make, and I think a key point that the story makes, is that due to a federal law called ERISA, large self-funded insurance plans, so generally large companies that choose to, you know, self-insure or self-fund their plans, their insurance plans are regulated by the federal government. And as such, if the state puts limitations on insurance plans that are regulated within the state in terms of what they can do in terms as far as covering abortions, the large self-funded plans won't face that those restrictions. So you could have cases, and in fact you do have cases, where there are large employers whose insurance plans for their employees in a given state would cover abortion, even if, you know, a small employer that was not in a self-funded plan couldn't cover abortion in that state, and the abortions, you know, couldn't be performed in that state.
Oh, wow. All right. I could see where that could get confusing. So I guess, too, if let's say your company agrees to reimburse you, right, if you want to go out of state for an abortion, that it could also be an issue of, well, if you go out of state, it's possible you're out of network, too.
Yeah, so this is a whole new wrinkle. And there's a number of companies that have announced policies like this in the past few months, you know, in advance of any decision that may or may not come down from the court in terms of overturning Roe. There are companies that have said, specifically after, you know, a particular new abortion law was signed into effect in Texas recently, that have said that they will pay for employees to travel out of state to receive abortion care. And that's not necessarily part of their health insurance. In some cases, that appears to be a separate benefit. But you've seen companies like Citigroup. Amazon recently, just a couple of days ago, they created a new policy that would offer a certain amount of money to travel out of state for non-life-threatening medical procedures that would include abortions. So these companies are offering these new benefits to help deal with this situation. Again, these benefits were created not in response to the leak of the possible decision from the court on Roe, but rather to strict abortion laws that have come into effect in Texas in particular in the last few months. And those will create a situation, and in the future could create, you know, more situations where people are leaving states to seek abortion care, you know, funded by their employers. But right, as you say, you know, there will be complicated situations for the abortion care providers who are, you know, seeing people come in from out of state. I think billing will be complex, and figuring that out will be an added challenge for the providers, who will also, you know, presumably be dealing with increased number of patients coming to them from outside of the state.
Wow. We're speaking with Josh Nathan Kazis, healthcare reporter at Barron's. His piece is called "Striking Down Roe v. Wade Would Create an Insurance Headache." So you touched on it briefly, but what about some of these smaller companies? What do they do?
So, you know, this is going to vary state by state, right? And there are states that already, as we said, put limitations on what insurance plans that are regulated by their state can do in terms of covering abortion. You know, the new situation would be that there's only a small number of states that do that. I believe the number's around 11. You know, you could imagine that states that would ban abortion if Roe were overturned might also put additional limitations on the insurance plans that they regulate covering abortion. And again, because of this federal law called ERISA, it's really largely smaller employers who would be affected by state-level regulation. And that has to do with the way that their insurance plans are structured.
Thanks, Josh. That is Josh Nathan Kazis, healthcare reporter at Barron's. Coming up next, proof that your passwords still stink. High-interest debt can put you into a financial hole, and a lot of people are too embarrassed to ask for help. That's where Upstart comes in. Upstart can help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date, whether it's for paying off credit cards, consolidating high-interest debt, or funding personal expenses. You can even receive funds in as fast as one business day, from $1,000 to $50,000. And checking your rate at Upstart has to be the easiest process ever invented. The questions are simple, the drop-down boxes are user-friendly, and the application took less than 5 minutes. In addition, all your responses are encrypted and do not affect your credit score, so you have complete security and privacy. Don't wait. Check your rate today at upstart.com/Gordon. That's upstart.com/Gordon to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Again, upstart.com/Gordon. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it's May 5th, which for margarita enthusiasts like Gordon Deal means it's Cinco de Mayo. For other less fun people, it's World Password Day. And in celebration, it's time to be reminded about how bad we are about creating and changing our passwords. A recent survey by uswitch.com found that a quarter of us write our passwords down on paper, negating their effectiveness, of course. Also, a quarter of us don't change our passwords regularly, and when we do, we're still pretty bad at coming up with good ones, as the most popular choices are still 123456 password and 123456789. Also, keep in mind the most popular and hackable passwords in each category. For sports, it's baseball. For food, it's cookie. And the most popular place password is New York.
You know what's frustrating at this point is that it's often said, like, these long phrases, like lyrics to a song, are really good passwords at times.
Yes.
But a lot of accounts don't allow you, say, more than 12 characters.
Right.
So in some ways, we're hampered. So it's frustrating.
So what you're saying is the reason why your password is so bad is because your creativity is being stifled.
Yes.
By the IT people who come up with these things.
It's exactly it. By the way, your point about writing them down on paper.
Yeah.
I saw somebody making the argument that you're writing them down on paper and they're at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. If you put them into an Excel spreadsheet and keep them on your home computer or desktop or laptop, that's fine. Because the writer was saying, I like my odds of somebody not coming into my house,
and
opening up my laptop and finding this on an Excel spreadsheet. So he felt, you know, this was a safe way to store passwords.
So doing like an 8x11 piece of paper on front of your computer with all your passwords on it, probably not a good idea. Yes, not the best idea. Yeah. And not only are the Gators, Gordon, making themselves at home in Florida, they're also stealing our Diet Cokes, or at least that's what happened to one family in Collier County who were shocked to find a large reptile in their garage last week helping itself to their stash of drinks. Karen and Jamie Dobson told local TV they were watching TV when they heard a very loud crash. So loud they thought it might have been a car crash. That's when they investigated and found the alligator holed up in their garage, something the Chicago natives were shocked to see and did not know what to do about. Luckily, they were able to call a local wrangler who took care of the 8-foot-long reptile, but unfortunately, they still had a lot of cleaning up to do since the gator had made a mess of their garage, including spewing Diet Coke everywhere that they had on hand for an upcoming party.
Yeah, just what you need, an alligator jacked up on caffeine, especially 8 feet long.
I hadn't thought about that part. Yeah, not good.
But on a somewhat related note, I saw a video the other day of like four deputies or wranglers loading an alligator from a property into a pickup truck, like in a driveway.
Yeah.
So the alligator's tied, with his arms, legs behind his back, as they do. And as they put him in the back of the pickup truck, he snaps his head.
Oh, boy.
And hits like one of the wranglers in the face, and I think knocked him out. And then he whipped his tail and struck another one. Like, just when you think things are like all tied up and bound.
Hazard pay for law enforcement in Florida.
No
for
kidding.
Sure.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for being with us. Travel, as you know, can be stressful, but a couple of hacks can make a huge difference. They're from Fox News. One, keep a digital eye on your stuff. Digital trackers like AirTags use signals from other iPhones to determine where they're located. Using the Find My app, you can see the location of all your AirTags, so throw one in your checked baggage. Number two, track flights the easy way. On your iPhone, send a text to whoever's picking you up with your airline flight number. The person can tap on the message and see the flight's progress. Number three, get photos of your license, passport, and health insurance card on your phone in case you lose your wallet. Number four, check your rental for hidden cameras. At Airbnb, cameras are allowed in common spaces, but not in bathrooms or bedrooms. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point, the most aggressive step yet in its fight against inflation. After Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated multiple 50 basis point rate hikes ahead and nothing more aggressive than that, stocks rallied, with the Dow Industrial surging 932. Susan Schmidt of Aviva Investors on ABC.
Markets are always reassured when expectations are met. The Fed came in right at a half a percent increase in interest rates, which is where investors expected things to be. I think that's a big driver of the increased optimism and that positive performance that we saw in indices today.
The federal funds rate sets how much banks charge each other for short-term lending, but is also tied to a variety of adjustable rate consumer debt.
Number two.
The U.S. has surpassed 1 million COVID deaths, a once unthinkable scale of loss. The number was reached at stunning speed 27 months after the country confirmed its first case of the virus. While deaths from COVID have slowed in recent weeks, about 360 people are still dying every day.
Number three.
Nearly 350 civilians have been evacuated from the city and suburbs of Mariupol. This is the second batch of people rescued from the besieged Ukrainian city following the evacuation of 156 women and children. Russia's attempt to take over Mariupol has led to grim conditions in the city, where thousands are running out of food, water, and medical aid as civilians and soldiers are holed up in the steel plant, the last stronghold for fighters in the heavily bombarded city. Donald Trump Jr. has appeared before the January 6th Select Committee for a voluntary interview as it wraps up its investigation and prepares for at least 8 public hearings next month. The president's son was the latest member of the Trump family to meet with the committee after Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, both of whom served as senior White House advisors to former President Trump, were also interviewed in recent weeks. Zeus is the tallest dog in the world. Guinness World Records has recognized a Texas family's 2-year-old Great Dane as the tallest, measuring 3 feet, 5.2 inches. The tallest dog ever, coincidentally, also a Great Dane, also named Zeus, stood at 3 feet, 8 inches tall. He died in 2014.
Yeah. Well, when standing, I feel like he can put his paws up and reach the top of your highest kitchen cabinet.
You could probably ride him around the kitchen, too.
Probably. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Coming up next, the nominee for the best sports fan video. Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Thanks for being with us. This video all day. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge hit a home run into the upper deck at Rogers Center, Toronto, Tuesday night during the Yanks 9-1 win over the Blue Jays. The ball was quickly picked up by a fan wearing Blue Jays gear who almost immediately turned around and offered it to a youngster seated behind him wearing a Judge t-shirt. The young Yankees fan, 9-year-old Derek Rodriguez, teared up at the gesture and gave the man the sincerest hug imaginable. The video's gone viral. Young Derek then got to meet his favorite player in the dugout before the Yankees series finale against the Blue Jays yesterday. all made possible by classy, longtime Blue Jays fan Mike Lanzalotta. Mr. Lanzalotta's gesture made a positive impression on Blue Jays outfielder George Springer, who sent him a signed jersey. Mr. Lanzalotta told the young fan that when he's older, he has to promise to do something similar for another little boy, and Derek promised. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.